Armstrong turned. Roger's face was a grey-green colour. His hands shook. "What's the matter?" the doctor asked. Rogers opened the door to the dining room and they went in. "Things are happening, sir," he said. "Things that I don't understand. You'll think I'm crazy, sir. There were 10 of those little soldiers on the table. I know there were 10 of them. Last night, when I was cleaning, there were only 9. I thought it was strange. And now, sir, there are only 8. Only 8. Emily Brent and Vera Claythorne walked to the top of the island again to watch for the boat. They could see the sea and the red rock near the village of Sticklehaven, but no boats. Vera was afraid. "This isn't like me," she thought to herself angrily. After a few minutes, she said, "I want to get away. I can't understand what's happening. It doesn't make sense." Emily Brent said, "Why did I believe that letter?" Vera looked at her and asked in a quiet voice, "Do you really think that Rogers and his wife killed that old lady?"
"Oh, yes, I'm sure of it. The man dropped the coffee when he heard the voice, and she was so frightened. For every crime, there is a punishment."
Vera said nervously,
"But, Miss Brent, what about all the other accusations? Are they true too?"
Emily Brent said,
"Mr. Lombard left 20 men to die. He told us that. But the judge, of course, was only doing his job. The police officer was, too. And I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't want to say anything yesterday, not in front of the men."
Vera listened with interest.
"Beatrice Taylor was my servant. Not a nice girl, but I didn't know that then. She was polite and clean and worked hard. I was pleased with her. But some time later, I learnt that she was a very different type of girl. She was in trouble, as people say. A baby. I couldn't believe it. She came from a good family. Naturally, she had to leave immediately. I couldn't keep her. Then the girl did something even worse. She killed herself. She threw herself in the river."
"Weren't you sorry? Did you think her death was the result of your decision?"
"No,"
Emily Brent replied. Vera looked at her. She was a strange old woman, and suddenly she was terrible.